The truth about obesity is that it is a class issue, writes Stuart Wavell. It is a big fat lie the British are happy to swallow. Americans, certifiably the most obese people on earth, are being told to emulate our modest eating habits if they want to attain our trim figures. Why can't Americans be as thin as Europeans? Demands a new American book, The Fat of the Land. On this occasion, they mean us too. At first blush, Britain can afford to preen. Whereas a third of Americans are classified as obese, or 20% fatter than they should be, less than a fifth of Britons exhibit such rotundity. True, British obesity doubled in a decade, and experts talk of an epidemic, but it will take 15 years for us to catch up with American trends. By European standards, our girths are still middling, slimmer than the Belgians, yet less svelte than the Swedes. Compared with the exploding waistlines of East Europeans, we seem positively skeletal. But this reassuring picture belies a fact usually shrouded in political correctness. Fat is a class issue. Only 15% of Britons may be obese, but a breakdown of the figures reveals that one sector of the population, the lowest social class, rockets to almost American levels of obesity. Conversely, the highest social class has the lowest obesity rate. In other words, people from advantaged groups tend to be thin, and those of low social rank tend to be fat. Department of Health research shows this inverse relationship in the social pecking order. Only 11% of social class 1 suffer obesity, with social class 2 creeping up to 13%. In class 3, obesity rises to 14% among non-manual workers, and nearly 20% among manual workers. In class 4, the rate is 20%, before shooting up to 25% in social group 5. It is a dramatic reversal of the position 50 years ago, when hereditary landowners, tax collectors and clerics flaunted their fat cat status. Now the once cadaverous poor are piling on the pounds. Fat is less a feminist issue, as psychologist Susie Orbach proclaimed, than a class conundrum that nobody can fully explain. The growing socio-economic divide on obesity is the biggest challenge facing the medical profession today, according to Professor Tony Winder, who treats heart disease at the Royal Free Hospital in London. Those in social classes 1 and 2 are rarely obese, but the numbers in social class 5 are rising, says Winder. The latter, he warns, are 4 times more at risk of dying from obesity-linked illness than those of higher social standing. The conventional stereotype is of fat people cramming themselves with fast food, encouraged by advertising and low prices.